Hi, I'm Ted, and I approve this podcast.
Because it's rad.
Just tell Angelina Jolie's from Africa. You get a couple million dollars from
there
her.
You go. All right.
Just sell it in Singapore.
Sell it in Singapore.
You can sell anything in Singapore.
Really? Cyclops is in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, the more I see about it, the more I think it's going to be a
If you thought X-Men 3 was a clusterfuck, that movie's going to be twice as bad.
It's got Emma Frost and Deadpool and Cable and some black dude and...
Some black dude. And the black dude is freaking from...
The Black Eyed Peas.
It's from Black Eyed Peas, yeah. It's really? Some dude named John Ray's or something like that.
Really? I was twittering about them last night.
I
saw that. I was like...
The Black Eyed Peas. They came on. I was like, man, these guys suck.
Being drunk.
I think the only person from Weapon X they don't have in it is the one that Morrison made up.
Oh.
The Phantom X guy.
Yeah, Phantom X.
I think that's the only person from Weapon X they didn't dig up to put in the movie.
There are more X-Men in that movie than there were in X-Men.
Yeah. In the first two X-Men.
Yeah.
It's gonna be just as bad as X-Men 3.
Nice.
Do we come up with a topic for today?
Do you want to talk about how offensive Heroes is right now? They have Claire, the cheerleader, working at the comic book store just because she's hot. I am personally offended by that, being a female in a comic book store who is A, competent, B, likes comics, C, is, like, running the store now.
It's like a hair on my microphone is bugging me. I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
I'm offended.
You want to move that a little closer to your mouth?
I think you should just be offended because Heroes sucks.
I'm offended by that.
As well you should be, because that's how the rest of us took it.
No, it does, but filthy. I'm totally offended.
I don't watch that show.
I've never seen an episode of Heroes. I've never seen an episode of Lost.
Heroes
I haven't
cool.
seen. I've tried to watch
I wish
Lost.
I
don't understand
seen
Lost.
An episode of Lost. I don't watch it anymore though.
I like Lost.
Still?
Yeah.
What's the smoke thing?
Oh man,
I don't know.
How'd they get on the island?
Oh.
Why are they still on the island?
Talk about something else.
They came back. Another plane crash. They came back.
And you're complaining about not getting closure with Battlestar Galactica. They're never going to answer those questions with Lost.
Dude, when I was talking to Phil, like Phil was like watches Lost, and he was like, "Man, when I first started watching that show, I thought the whole point of that show was to make it not make any sense and see how long they could actually get people to fall for it."
Like, was it like year three and counting now?
Before it finally started to explain anything. It went three seasons. He was like, I just think they do the whole show just to see how far along they can screw people around.
Oh. I don't think they're that smart. But what I thought when I was watching the first season is
that smart.
It gets halfway through the first season.
Last man, shut up.
And they get picked up and it's a big sensation.
Yeah.
And they start making millions of dollars. Okay. Like, holy shit, we need to keep this going as long as possible. All that stuff we wrote out about how it ends, throw it away. We'll just make up shit from now on, see if we can keep it going.
I'm okay with that. It's all like time,
okay
space, travel. It's blowing my mind. I like it.
Plus, well, just the fact that Kate picked Sawyer over
what?
She didn't.
The guy from Party of Five is ridiculous.
Well, she still has
Oh, don't tell me.
Spoilers.
She hasn't picked either one of them.
Spoilers.
I don't even know who he's talking about.
I mean, hey, Sawyer's a douche. The guy from Party of Five, he should have gotten the chick.
Oh.
What?
Like Matt?
Whatever,
D-Fox
I like Sawyer.
Or something.
Yeah, would like so.
Megan Fox?
No, Matthew Fox.
I don't know who that is. I know who Megan Fox is.
That's him.
That's him. Matt Fox.
I hated Party of Five so much.
You know who Megan Fox is?
You hate
that show.
Which character did you hate the most?
I think. My hair's coming in front.
Who's your least
never
favorite
seen an
character?
Episode of Party of Five?
What's her name? Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to go there.
Lacey Chabay, whatever.
What?
She's the ghost whisperer. The young girl? What was her name?
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Hate her.
Oh, she got hot later on, didn't she? I remember that.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's never been hot.
No.
She's like,
she's never.
What?
Yeah.
She's
like,
oh, no.
She's like a sexy anorexic alien.
I don't know. She's sexy.
You know what
I'm saying? Only
thing that made her popular is that she would wear 18-inch bras on the cover of Maxim.
She weighed like all of 112 pounds.
I'm fatter than her.
I cannot. Okay.
She's a size 4 and has cellulite. I'm like a size 6.
She's not hot, really.
She's
average.
There's nothing special about her.
I think she can be pretty sexy sometimes. But I'm not going to talk about her because Sean won't let me.
Yeah.
Hey, I just thought of a topic. I don't know if you guys. There's a movie that came out a little while ago. It's called Watchmen. And you guys see it?
Ted.
I got
your voicemails on the end there.
Yeah, that movie ate shit.
You know what I did? I had my
I figured it was like that was pretty low quality. I think it was right very low tech.
I had my microphone for my computer, my tiny little microphone,
and
I had my
low hand
to it. I was like, this is awesome. I'm keeping it. I was like, this is exactly how I'm doing this. This is great. I love it.
I was like, yeah, that was definitely a low quality. Because
I probably could have done it a little better, but man, that just seemed like so much
You want
fun.
Something offensive to women, this commercial offends me.
And those Axe commercials.
Where they're eating the chocolate guy.
Are you afraid he's going to like murder you one day?
I mean,
what's going to happen is he's going to murder everybody in the store and look at Adam and go, you were cool
you,
that
you're
day.
Cool that day.
That dude's on a fucking short wig, man. There was one dude who came in this one time. He was like, have you ever heard of this something, something, something? I was like, no, I haven't. He's like, I have. And walked out. And that was it. He was like, I have. And then
what, do you think
left.
It was a game and he won like or something?
Yeah. Like I don't know what. It was like a comics, it was a manga or something. Or it was awesome.
Well, it's tentacles in some of them.
It's tentacles and monsters and
the
fucking
funniest thing about
and
like
furry
Satan.
Things.
Yeah, furry things have sex with people.
The funniest thing about like a lot of the heads, yeah. Like they won't show penises and vaginas.
They
can't. In a lot of them in Japan.
Really? Like I don't think they can there.
Yeah, so it's like all this like very sexual like over the top stuff and it's blurred.
I gotta say if you know because like my cousin is pretty incest stuff and like I saw
like this was necessary for him to go and it's blurred
and it's blurred and he makes a circular motion around
over his crotch.
His
radio vision. You can all see what we're talking about.
But no, you gotta really worry about someone that's internet stuff because it's
yeah I bet
really weird.
Yeah.
By the way, the title of the show needs to be there's tentacles in some of it.
But no, like the stuff, like I was on my cousin's laptop, just like looking through his history and everything. The stuff he pulls
sure
up,
his cousin's laptop.
Dude, now you guys know if I was really doing that, like I would
you
throw it out there.
I
don't really, I don't have any shade in my game.
Yeah,
I told you about my enjoyment of Little Red Rides the Hood.
That's very different on the shame scale than tentacles, though.
I don't understand.
You know what? I'm just curious. What is this whole thing about tentacles?
Like raping women, and then like the women like, oh no, okay, never mind, change your mind. And it's like, I think it sends a very bad message. Dude, like if any like people are on the rape fence.
What? You know, the number one printed material in Japan is a comic called Rape Man.
Holy.
I'm not kidding. Like their number one printed periodical is a comic called Rape Man, and the subject matter is what you can imagine.
But it's like
what were those magazines we saw at Planet Comics?
Oh man,
Planet Comics has an adult section.
Is it tarot?
No.
It's nothing.
Jim Baylett would go in that section and say, "Man, I wouldn't do that."
No, it was like was like
talk about offensive to women.
Corpse fuckers or something.
Corpse fucker quarterly.
And it was like
quarterly. That's what he.
It was
quarterly.
Couldn't bump it up to monthly.
No.
It's like delays in the art.
You can't fucking brain power. Creative team's overload.
You can't handle that monthly.
It's like elderly anal or something. And it's just like,
oh god, do it for my mouth.
There was like.
You don't need
Grandma,
to picture.
No.
You don't need. You don't need to picture.
Not
it.
Supposed to go there. So what are we talking
what
about?
What road did we take that led to this
Spider-Man 588? Yeah, how about that?
Corpse fucker quarterly.
Does anybody know how we can get back?
I didn't leave any breadcrumbs.
This is the first episode in a line of episodes that will be called Not Only Do We Read Comics,
but we also enjoy hentai. Hardcore hentai, matter of fact.
We know too much about too many disturbing things.
And
starring the dollar bin. I'm just still bothered that you called the girl the next day.
Here's another story. You'll like this story then too, because I called her the next day.
So you called up your ex on St. Patrick's Day?
I did. That was later that night. But before that happened,
the break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah, definitely.
Calling that girl's bad.
I like
your comment though. That I just know there's like a 3-page email in my inbox about getting back together.
Yeah. I can show you that email. But
she's not in the comics.
So I meet this girl.
She probably listening to Stalking.
I meet this girl
now,
at the bar on Saturday, and you know we're talking and everything, and like by that point I had been out.
I don't get that.
At least we're not talking about tentacles anymore.
So I meet this girl, and like by the time I'm like really drunk and everything, so I'm just kind of, I guess I'm kind of stumbling through a conversation, whatever. I guess I was clever enough so I get her number and everything.
I do enjoy your,
but
drunk
I don't remember
Twitters.
Any of this. So I wake up next morning after I, you know, kick the person out. I see in my phone like there's a number I saved down. So I'm looking at it and everything, and I call one of my friends, Gabe, who was out with me. And I was like, do you remember this girl, Jessica? It's like, yeah, he said it really weird. I was like, why you say all that? He's like, yeah, of course I remember. I'm like, okay. It's like, is she cute? He's like, really? I'm like, I don't remember. And he's like, you should really remember this. I'm like, why should I remember this? He's like, hey, you know that girl, Adrian, I'm kind of seeing? He's like, yeah, Jessica's her twin sister.
Whoops.
So there you go. And you know what?
I was expecting a lot.
Oh, you called her the next day, right?
Oh, no, I can't.
Like, she was a wildebeest.
It was all right. She's a smoker. That kind of... And she's not one of those, like, I get drunk and I smoke. She was like, yeah, I got to go outside and have a cigarette. So probably pounds down, like, 2 packs.
Yeah.
So that kind of was a turn off.
That leads to lung cancer.
Well, I don't think I'm going to... I don't have a long-term strategy, so that's not really my... That's not one of my concerns. That's
not... Exit strategy.
I'm not in it for the long term.
Although, that's an easy way to get out of the apartment, and you don't have any... Don't allow smoking in your apartment.
Unfortunately, you have right a back porch.
I do have that balcony, yeah. Yeah. That lot of...
Locks on the inside,
lot
though.
A lot of pieces.
Good luck getting down.
I'm only 3 floors up or whatever.
Six.
Use the rope slide.
The rope slide is for the zombie invasion only. I thought we went over this. We covered this ground. That's like $20,000.
Also good for getting girls out of
like,
your apartment.
Bungee cord.
Zombies, girls left over in the apartment the next morning.
Did anyone read any books this week?
I mean,
so
we can
please.
Anybody anybody read anything?
I totally didn't, so I'm counting on you guys.
This is Sean, and you're listening to The Dog. And Adam just hit himself in the head with a microphone.
I read Invincible 60 when it first... Have you not read it? Or...
You stopped reading Invincible?
Yeah.
Why did you stop reading Invincible?
Because Sean doesn't buy it. I caught up on all those Invincibles that Brennan let me borrow, and
incredible
I just
cover.
Decided well, I was.
We're gonna spoil Invincible for you.
I already read it on the forum.
You're not reading it. Do you read it? Or you...
I do, but go for it. There's no such thing as anybody spoiling anything for me. That's the
really.
Yeah, that's
he
one
forgets
thing.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Well, not
yeah.
only that, he's
I do.
He's,
I have,
he's keeping it
like
real.
Memento. Have to write down everything
like a goldfish.
Not only that, but once it's been out, you know.
Once you've come out, you can't put it back.
Listen, going on the internet, if you don't want something spoiled, is at your own risk.
Yeah, that's why you guys are the only website I go to. I don't go to, because every time I've gone to Newsarama, I'll see something like, check out the first 17 pages of the upcoming. I'm like, really? Fuck you. I want to see that.
Yeah, don't ruin it. It's like you just gave you gave me $1.50 worth of comments.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. On Twitter, everybody's Brian Michael Bendis always posts the first 8 pages of Dark Avengers.
I don't click them.
I do it every time, man.
Don't click
them. Because you know what? Because I don't buy Dark Avengers. Gotcha. So what I do is I'll click it and I'll read the first 8 pages. And then when I get to Sean's house, I'm already halfway through the book, basically. So I knock the rest of it out.
Wrap it up.
I don't mind the previews of
the
issues.
I read all the Punisher
because
ones.
It's only a couple of pages. What I don't like is the sites that post.
Oh, spoilers galore and stuff?
Well, not that. It's the, what do you call it? Solicitations
for
upcoming months.
Because
the companies are so stupid that they will spoil their events in their solicitation. Because they give the solicitations
to
the company. So they'll say, in this issue, after the death of Superman. You know, it's like
wait,
when
what happened?
Superman died? You know.
Because the problem is
you're in the business.
I know.
Well, the one thing I do like about that, I think there's a guy on the forum. I think it's Black Glove.
Yes,
he posted about 4 or 5 of the next Walking Dead covers, and those were awesome to see.
I didn't.
Those
look
are pretty
at those.
Cool. I forget. I think it's in that Walking Dead spoiler or fail thread or whatever.
Yeah, the
people who ate Adam.
No,
that's the Fables.
That's
actually that's
which,
every thread.
Yeah, I was gonna say every thread.
But yeah, I guess Invincible 60. So you read it, right, Brian?
Yeah.
What'd you think? I said on the forum, I was underwhelmed. I was underwhelmed.
I guess they came after Earth.
Yeah, there was,
and there's only 8 left or something.
Angstrom Levy, it was 16 of them. I think it started out 16
or
17.
Are you thinking that it's Vulture Mites or whatever?
Yeah.
No. Angstrom Levy went to all these different.
Did you not actually read it?
No. I told you I don't read it anymore.
I thought you said you already flipped through it.
I read the forum.
Oh.
What somebody said on the forum.
So Levy comes to...
Ancient Levy comes back. Apparently, he wasn't killed. We knew that. So part of his plan was to go through all these alternate dimensions and pick out all the... I guess they're all happen to be evil versions of Invincible.
I do remember that. They
just not the... Just not...
They all were mentioning empires and killing people.
All of them are complete douchebags, but none of them are invincible.
They talk about
They all seem pretty. Cause like all of them we were talking about, like they're ruling their empires, and the whole reason they're doing is they get to expand their empires.
Just because you're ruling empire didn't make you a douchebag.
Yes, it does. If you have an empire,
that,
you're a douche.
Does that not kind of infer
you're trying to say that Doom is a douche?
Hooked up with the Viltrumites?
Really? Yeah, I think. Huh?
I said, does the fact that they all have empires, doesn't that kind of infer that these versions of Mark hooked up with the Viltrumites?
Exactly.
I didn't think it did. I think some of them are just ruling their own planet.
Okay.
Have basically just kind of like taken over. Because some of them, maybe one of the guys even says that he killed his dad and stopped
all the BS.
And stopped that. So I don't think all of them, I don't necessarily know that any of them are tied to like the bigger unity with the Voltramites in their continuity.
Okay. I'll review. I still stand by and say I think they're all evil.
And it's basically
evil.
That's what I was saying.
Just
between being evil and douchebaggy, I said they weren't all douchebaggy.
Right.
Marin lost 89 to 70.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I could tell you that.
I picked it, but I still wanted to win.
Okay, so he gathers up all the versions of Invincible, and they're wreaking havoc on Earth, and then I forget the guy's name, but the head Pentagon guy, the guy that used to be Invincible's handler, he organized pretty much all the image heroes from Earth, and they're all mounting some kind of offensive, and it was really disjointed, and I mean, you could tell it was like could have been probably a better 3-issue miniseries, but I think they were trying to make a point,
statement.
One issue, and it was kind of like the opposite effect, where it just jumped all over the place. You get like 2 panels from a fight, and then it'd skip over to another fight, and then you get 2 more panels from another fight. And then Adam Eve is seriously hurt, and they're flying away, and just wasn't really any kind of exposition because a lot of people they would show that would pop up in panels. Like I don't really read any other image books other than
there's a lot
the
of people
stuff.
In this book
guy that had a yo-yo Madman? I knew Spawn.
Would that be Madman?
Madman's in it.
He apparently breaks one of the Invincibles necks with a yo-yo.
Yeah, Madman's in it.
Madman kills somebody with a yo-yo.
Yeah, it was
that's peculiar.
So I didn't know anybody. So maybe if you're an Image fan, that stuff was like, oh man, the guy's cool. And there's some freakazoid guy with chains on his arms. I'm assuming he's supposed to be some. Yeah. Okay. So I'm assuming he's supposed to be some badass because like he had like a whole page of himself just ripping the face off of an event. But I was kind of like, okay, so some random guy that's strong. I don't know. That stuff just didn't hit me.
And
so.
You know what though? You would have to have been with Image from basically the jump to even know these characters because. In classic Image fashion, something like Pitt ran like 2 issues and fell off the face of the planet. Like that's how a lot of those early Image books started. Like they would run 2 issues, nobody would have the balls to finish it.
So again, my lack of comic book experience. I don't know if it was balls. I think it's for me. So
work ethic.
That's true. Time management.
Yeah, commitment. Time management. Love of comics.
So being that I don't care about spoilers and Invincible anymore, I'm just along for whatever. And what's going on with Alan and his dad?
Well, and that's the thing.
They're not in this book at all.
And I think that's the thing. Like I
haven't read like the last 2 probably. Yeah.
They haven't talked about them. See, the thing that kind of messed this book up for me, like I didn't have really high expectations on the story being so good, but I did think that in the back of my head, I was like, this is going to be the perfect opportunity. They're going to have Alan and his dad show up,
and they're going to just turn the tide of battle.
And I was like, in my whole time I was reading, I'm just waiting for it to happen. And of course, it didn't happen. I was kind of like, okay.
Right.
And then the way it ended, Mark wasn't even really involved. He was involved in the fighting because Eve got hurt and he was, that was a really uncharacteristic move for a superhero. Eve got hurt.
I think
hurt.
The entire issue is completely uncharacteristic of all 59 issues in front of it.
Wow.
I don't know about, how so?
Well, number one, there's no follow through in any of the story. Like you said, it's all splash pages and moments and no story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think he even mentions that he seems like he took this upon to see if he could do it and just to do it.
Right, right.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that the story's any good. I don't think there is any real story to this.
I think there's some...
Angstrom Levy being back
right.
is explained in a couple of panels and not well.
And not, okay.
None of the fight scenes are drawn out are important. None of them are important. Even when main characters are maimed or possibly killed, none of it is given any sort of importance. The entire planet is basically destroyed. and none of it is given any sort of time, any sort of importance, and you're left with, all right, is this the new status quo for this book? If this is the new status quo for this, so I can't, what I said in the forum is that I was waiting for the reset button.
Okay.
I was waiting for it to not, this dream sequence, this isn't true, this didn't happen, we're going to go back in time, Superman's going to fly around and Lois Lane didn't die in the earthquake or whatever.
Right.
I was expecting that the whole time. If this is the new status quo for the book, then Adam Eve is dead.
Favorite image.
Several other
like the teen team.
Other Image characters that you're used to seeing in the book are dead. The planet's basically laid to waste, and Invincible, in the middle of a fight that he is responsible for, quit and stopped. So your hero of the book for 59 issues is now a quitting douchebag that got his friends murdered.
Damn.
And it's completely, it's like he decided, let me write The Walking Dead as Invincible. Because there's nothing good or redeeming about that book. It all just went straight fucking downhill.
I think you definitely disliked it a lot more than I do. I think, I actually thought the decision to have Mark sit out was very, like you said, it was against,
that's right,
kind of, I won't say it's so much against the character, but it was against what you would think a normal superhero would do. And that was just, I thought that was a really realistic move. Like, most people would do that. Like, if 50,000 people were going to die, but like your girlfriend was seriously injured, most people would stick with their girlfriend, even though, just say, okay, if 50,000 people, like a real person,
here's this. All right, if your girlfriend is in the hospital because of somebody doing it, if Adam shot your girlfriend,
what?
Damn, sounds about right.
What?
Adam shoots your girlfriend. You take her to the hospital. The doctors have cared for her. You cannot do anything else. And you know Adam is in his secret hideout twirling his gun around.
Oh,
you sit by the
up.
Hospital bed, or you do you go kill his
I'm
fucking
pretty sure
ass?
I'd be twirling my mustache. Like
I think, I don't know. I would think you would, because I've been in those like kind of, and not to get too realistic, I've been in those kind of hospital situations, even when you know you can't do anything, you stay there. So I don't know. I just thought it was realistic.
I understand him caring about her. So I understand him leaving the fight to take her to the hospital.
Right.
Yeah. When other people are yelling. I understand that. But he knows the guy that's behind it. He even says that he does. And he chooses to sit out the fight while I'm led to believe she dies in the hospital, instead of, I'm going to go get the guy that did this.
Like,
and
right
by
now.
The time he, by the time whatever happens to her has transpired, then he goes and it's too late to have actually done anything. And he pusses out on doing... actually doing something about it again.
So Rex gets killed too?
Yeah, Rex explodes himself to kill an Invincible.
Really?
He charges a skeleton to kill one of them.
Which is actually pretty awesome.
But that was a good character. That character has actually had a lot of development.
Yeah,
over
He started out as a real douchebag and then redeemed himself.
Yeah. And Immortal. I think Immortal is probably the one that's probably come around the most. I really like Immortal. The stuff you see.
He got his head ripped off. He's dead.
He'll be back.
But the thing is, like, unless they keep him separately, he'll be back.
Right.
He got his head ripped off.
I don't think.
Because remember what happened?
He got his head
ripped
off in the first
Omni-Man
storyline.
Ripped his head off.
I'm expecting...
That's about the third or fourth time in this entire series.
I'm not expecting... I'm going to say right now, I'm not expecting this to stand.
I will say this.
I don't think this is going to be the new status quo for the book.
Right.
I think Kirkman is throwing everybody a...
curveball.
Hi, I did that to see if we could do it, and wasn't that fancy? I had Spawn in my book.
Spawn got, what, a panel? See, I swear he got a panel.
I really thought the cool thing about the Image universe they didn't all live in the same plane of existence.
Well, they're doing that whole Image United crossover this summer, too.
That's stupid.
Which, the funny thing about that, though,
I love this guy.
Is that Invincible isn't in any of those ads, despite the fact that Kirkman is writing that book.
Really? I noticed that, too.
He's basically the Flash.
So if this does stand, what if it's Image United against Invincible?
That's a three-point game.
That does make sense.
But
the
only
problem with Image uniting their whole universe is about Walking Dead and stuff.
Well, they're not good.
I don't want Walking Dead to exist with superheroes. That'd be like Criminal with a guest star Spider-Man.
It'll be interesting to see how it works out. I definitely think that this will stick, and this is going to be the new way they're going to spin it, that this is going to be the world against Mark, and I think that's going to be a new angle for
If that happens, Invincible is going to start going down, as far as I'm concerned. That's not what I read that book for.
Right.
I think I
read that book because I can't read a decent Spider-Man book.
Right, because it's basically what you want Spider-Man
to be. And he did not...
Anyway.
He After his entire series, acting is basically like an invincible Spider-Man instead of Amazing Spider-Man.
I'm so mad about
now
that.
He's not. He didn't. He wasn't very Peter Parker-ish in that issue.
Kirkman's earned enough equity in my book. I will.
Equity.
Yeah, he's earned enough.
He's accrued enough interest.
He's accrued.
I'm not dropping it now, but that's not where I wanted or ever thought that book would go.
Yeah.
I will say this issue probably it was easily the weakest issue I think out of the entire run so far. I still think
I give Otley props. The cover's awesome.
The entire everything
and a lot of the stuff in the issue, even though the story doesn't back up the images, he did the best he could trying to show you something was happening in the fight.
Well, that's the thing,
like the pit guy fighting an invincible when he rips his face off. He only gets like two side panels for that, but it looks awesome.
Well, I mean, Otley's art is
painful.
Basically what keeps me on the wagon. I like the book.
Isn't it off the wagon?
Well, no, it keeps me on the bandwagon. Because, I mean, I really love his work.
On the bandwagon, yeah.
I don't know. You guys...
That's the thing. It's like, I really like Invincible as the book, but I can kind of see a turn for, like...
Another bite,
I guess what's...
Wow, that was a game
I guess a turn for
one?
It kind of getting miserable. You know what I'm saying?
I think Purdue won. I think... Can't be, I don't know.
Yeah, that
I
wasn't
think.
A game winner. That
and,
was,
and Ted, I see your point. I see your point in saying it can't always
been a
be
lot
sunny
of close
and,
games
and happy. But usually when that kind of stuff happens in that book, it's very poignant and it's very on task. And it feels like you've had your life interrupted. You know what I mean? Or Mark at least has had his life interrupted. But with this,
I think if it's
as kind of like popcorn as you say it is.
Yeah.
Then
early, I think he's gonna go. Take a look through it. But I think he's definitely gonna go more. I feel like he will go more into the actual death and destruction. I think going forward, like because what happened with like the fight with Omni-Man, like you know they destroyed a city. You don't really think about it. And like by the way, it's like oh yeah, so like 75,000 people died. You know, and they're talking about then you like one of the villains that has come back with someone. What did his family? He lose his family in that fight with them. So I thought that
was a great issue.
Yeah,
but
which one? The
one where the guy wants to kill him
back.
Because his
and he was back and
his
he was an
sister
too.
Or something died and
I think this one's gonna be just like everything we see in Invincible. Like I think this is not gonna be like a one issue. I think the things that happen in the issue are gonna probably span throughout. They're gonna be just part of the book now going forward. So I think like I can see issue 97. They're talking about the Invincible battle or Invincible war or whatever it's called. It was Invincible war.
If that's the way it plans out, I won't be there for issue 97.
Oh, you will be. You will be. I'll guarantee this.
So you will be.
I guarantee it. I guarantee
mail it to me.
I'm going to make you read it. I'm like, Brian, here's issue 97. Eat it. You know?
Suck it.
Little D-Generation X right there, baby.
Oh, my God, dude.
I think it's the first time I've ever had a guy tell me to suck it on the podcast.
No, it's not.
I said on the podcast.
On the podcast, I was about to say, yeah.
No, I think Devin's told you to suck it before.
Not on the podcast. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh.
Speaking of Devin sucking.
Yes. I was at Acme Comics earlier this week. First time I've been by there in a while since they're not open on Mondays. I don't think any of our listeners actually work or go to I don't think we have any Acme customers listening to us anymore.
Not
if you
anymore,
do, let us know.
Not anymore. They all dropped us.
Yeah, for a while there, they were our listenership, and I don't think we have any of them. But, stopped by there. Got to hang out with Phil for a bit. It was pretty cool.
How is Phil?
Phil is really worried about the industry and the future of the comic book industry.
Really?
Yeah, he's really worried about it. He's worried about the prices and just how they're not focusing on getting new readers. They're just he doesn't think it's
more
it's
money
good.
Off. Their
I think that he,
leadership.
I think that he should be worried about the prices. I think yeah, everybody should be worried about the prices.
Did you know that Diamond has raised their quantity of what they'll basically before it was like you had to sell at least $1,500 worth of books. They raised it to $2,500.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Which means
small publishers
produce
are not
Johnny
being,
Hero. Johnny Hero's done.
Mm-hmm.
They're
not going to
be
through Diamond anymore.
Really?
Yep, they raised it from $1,500 to $2,500. A book has to sell at least $2,500 worth before Diamond will distribute it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's pre-orders.
Damn. Hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a major thing.
We need to start our own
right
distribution.
Sean and I already talked.
I've been
about
saying
it.
That. I have been saying that. Like when as soon as I found out about that business model, I'm like,
I mean,
so
Brian and I, we don't have jobs.
So they're the only distributors. Yeah. So it just seems unbelievable that no one's hopped in that space.
Distribution company, not be competitors with them, be awesome,
oh,
and then
that. We're going straight forward.
And then
no, that's why people make the mistake is
Marvel,
if you're going to be an alternative,
yeah.
If you're going to be an alternative, you then you start off as an alternative.
Not out the gate. Not out the gate, but our goal is to eventually cripple Diamond.
Well, the problem is to their Diamond has exclusive. Diamond has exclusives with Marvel, DC, Fantagraphics, and probably even Image.
Those are
going to
expire, though. We're going to be there.
No, I agree. I think it should, because Diamond is not...
Tedco Distribution.
Cray-America Industries.
Vandalay Industries.
I believe in Cray-America.
But, I mean, you're looking at even probably... I mean, I don't know what Boom puts out, but Boom doesn't sell $2,500 of some of their books.
Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah, how can you be... How can you start up with Diamond?
Mouthguard is never going to finish.
You can't.
$2,500.
Yeah.
In pre-orders. That's what's crazy.
It's that's like books that people don't know anything about. And
you expect
that,
this number one.
So you just can't.
Yeah.
That's
I don't think. I don't know that Schlocko Boom. Comics I don't know that Boom up. Could assume they would get that out the gate with the Disney stuff.
Yeah.
That's a lot of comics.
Even the Muppet stuff. Yeah.
Oh, we're pushing the heck out of that.
Yeah.
Because I talked to one of the guys at Boom Studios called about Heroes Con. I talked to him about it. He's like, yeah, we just sent it to the printer. It looks really good. We're very excited. It's
is Mark Waid coming back?
Muppets, yay!
Is Mark Waid coming back?
You tell them.
If they want to go to a convention that's actually about comics, then they'll come to Heroes
Con.
If they want to go to a bullshit con that's about getting hand jobs, then they'll go to Wizard World.
Wait a minute. There's a hand job con?
There's hand jobs at this con? Is that with paid admission?
Wait a minute. Where did our listenership go?
I can't compete with that.
Why is everybody in Philly?
I can't compete with that.
I've seen some of the staff you guys have. Yes, you can.
Oh.
But,
what is that supposed to...
Oh.
Phil,
what does that mean?
I don't know. Everybody go to Heroes Con because that's the only way it's going to get like better and better every year.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome. So, I mean...
Yeah. Well,
time after time, the comment that we get unsolicited from people is... Without prompting, the comment we always get is that... They come to Heroes because it's a convention about comics.
Right.
Yeah.
I will be waiting. I love that commercial where LeBron James is singing.
Also, if you like artists, you should definitely come to Heroes. Come
on. Yeah, yeah. When I was at Acme.
If you care about Sean Reynolds, you should obviously come.
Please. We try so hard.
Sean's rad. Everybody come to Heroes.
Half the people that come to our site do it just looking for Sean Reynolds. So.
Yeah, apparently they do.
And that half of the traffic right there. Sean Reynolds. What's this dollar bin?
All right, so I'm sitting there talking to Phil. You know he's got like the lockers behind the register with everything on top of them, everything. So I'm sitting there talking to him. I'm like, is that a Jingle Bell lunchbox? Like Paul Dini's Jingle Bell, right? Which I didn't know anything about it. I just started collecting Jingle Bell and trying to buy those. And I was like, is that a Jingle Bell lunchbox? He's like, yeah, actually I have two of them. You want one? And he gave me a Jingle Bell lunchbox. Phil of Acme Comics and Records. Gave me for free a Jingle Bell lunchbox.
That Adam tried to pay for it.
I was like, what's the retail?
Well, I didn't try to pay for it. I just didn't like assume that he was going to give it to me. And and he did. He gave it to me, and it's an awesome lunchbox. It's a metal Jingle Bell lunchbox.
Gave me
I'm going to take a picture of it. Can I give you like a story that's like the opposite
never
of that?
Gave me anything but a hard time.
Like I was at what was the comic convention, the Minicon at the firehouse?
Charlotte Minicon.
So we were there, and I was going through the books that the hero staff had pulled together, and I find a leftover one from Free Comic Book Day.
You're Astonishing Wolfman. Astounding
copy of Astounding Wolfman number one. It was from Free Comic.
Yeah,
Free Comic Book Day. Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah,
and I go to pull it. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm going to put it in my bag. And Sean's like, oh well, let me look up how much that costs. I'm like what? It's on the front. It's free. And I guess she thought I was kidding around. I was like, no, no, no.
Yeah, I did think he was kidding around.
It's labeled
actually.
Free. I'm like,
nice.
Like if it starts out of zero value, let's say it's like, you know, it's worth 1,000 times more than it was when it came out. It's still worth nothing. I'm like, there's no basis on this. I called Dusty over. I called Shelton. No, yeah. I called everybody. I was like, I'm not paying for this book. I'm keeping this. I think it ended up being a stink. I was a little put out.
I think Shelton overrode the Sean Reynolds.
I ended up paying for it. I think
did you?
Eventually.
I think it was
nominal. I kind of ripped them off, but
yeah, you did actually.
But how much money is I spend in that store?
Uh-oh. That is being
elitist.
Now, as a former employee of Manifest, that is the sentence. Like that is the beginning to the sentence that where you just start ignoring customers. Like, that's when you start going, you know what? Your fucking $50 isn't worth our bottom line. So, I mean, it's crazy. You know how much money I spent in Source, son? Yes.
I can see if I'm pulling that move like every.
You know, it's not like you go to a grocery store and they scan the barcode on your comic and fucking, you know, Incredible Hulk 6 comes up or whatever.
Which would be awesome, by the way.
That would be kind of cool.
Planet Comics scans barcodes.
It used to be
that would keep me from buying a lot of duplicates because I end up doing that a lot.
I do too.
I do that too.
I've got like 4 copies of this bitch.
Yeah, I've got a few of them. I just stick them in the dollar bin.
Well, you know what I keep doing because I'm an idiot and I'm always in a rush when I'm in the store is like I'll go by and I'll see like a
Are
like
you in such
something
a hurry,
like
Ted?
I got places to be. I'm a man about town. So I walk by, I'll see Amazing Spider-Man and be like, oh, new release. So I'll grab it, not thinking, put it in my box.
And
then second printing. Yeah. Or the third printing.
Oh,
then,
I do that too.
I try and catch the other thing I do, cover
galleries. I've like literally pulled up. I'm like, oh, let's look at this awesome issue of Angel. And I open up, like, it's covers.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know, I hate that.
You said awesome issue of Angel?
Yeah, he did. I'm sorry.
I was going to move on
Angel
real quick.
Angel and Buffy, they rock.
But, like, Buffy, one thing that much, I get is a lot of times, like, Richards is a small store. And on Wednesdays, Richards is crowded. So, like, a lot of times when I walk in, they don't hand me my pull list right away. So I'll walk the wall and go, oh, that's new. Yeah. And then he'll hand me my pull list, and I'll grab things that I didn't know were on my pull list, and I have to be sure to go through because I'll see things in there. Like and sometimes, like, you know, he'll try to pay attention and be like, oh, you want two of these? But sometimes you don't notice either, you know, if you're just punching numbers and if you're busy.
Cover.
Yeah, if you're busy or something like that.
I mean, like, I used to be all about, oh, shit, cover B is better, but, like,
I need to,
like, whatever you put in there, I'll just get it.
Yeah,
I will swap covers if they have them on the wall.
I get in a hurry like Ted does and not look that it's not a different issue.
I've done that
several times. I have probably 6 books sitting on the top of my comic boxes that's duplicates.
Yeah, I don't put my books away immediately after I read them, so, like...
It takes
I kind of buy books sporadically. Like, I might do 2 or 3
right now. Yeah. Yeah. I like do it by the month.
Yeah.
Eventually, it'll find its way into
by the
month.
Man,
I do probably every other month.
I had to come to Heroes and buy like some bags.
You live in a
pigsty. That's what happens. Huh? Like,
Adam lives in a pigsty.
I end up picking up things off the shelf that I go, I haven't read this. This doesn't look familiar. Well, I read it 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. I like that. There's that book, Challenger Deep.
Kind of shitty books you're reading that you never get that quickly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I read my books sporadically, and, you know, if you get 20 books a month, 30, you know, 30 books a month, however many, fuck Brian, every book on the shelf.
Well, that's why I had to cut my books back because, you know, people complain, like, I can't remember half the books. And so I had to cut back. I that way I could remember more.
Yeah.
That Challenger Deep that was on Boom Studios, like, it was only a 5-issue little mini run. And I was like walking around Richards once and I was like, God, man, I never got that last issue of Challenger Deep. I was like, Richard, do you have that? And he's like, yeah, I have it. And he went and dug it up. It was in the back issues. I was like, I must have missed it coming out. Got home, started reading it. I had already fucking read it. I bought it like 2 months ago and read it. And I didn't even remember.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you're reading too many books.
So now I have two number fives of Challenger Deep. I can't even give that to somebody, you know? Like, who wants number 5 of a storyline?
you could explain the first 4 to them.
Yeah.
Interesting. Enough. So, what happens then? Here you go.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be awesome.
And it's not like you can go back up to Richard and go, "Can I switch this out for something new? Because I accidentally bought this."
That'd
one.
Be awesome. Yeah. That needs to be a video.
But I did. There was another book. There was another book that I accidentally bought 2 of, and I'd realized it, and I was in Richards, and the guy was trying to buy it.
Yeah,
he was like, hey, do you have any more? Richard was like, no, I'm sold out of that. And I was like, man, I think I've got 2 of them, and 1 of them's in my car. So like, I ran to my car, and it was there. And I brought in, I was like, here you go, man. And I think Richard, I could have just sold it, given it to him or whatever. But I worked out a thing where, like, I gave it to Richard. Richard gave me a free comic of equal value and sold it to the dude at a discounted price because it was used. So it kind of worked out for everybody, you know, which was pretty awesome.
So
happened to have that in my car. That was great. Yeah.
Normally the special deals at Richard's go behind the curtain.
Ted, are you noticing, and this goes to everybody, I guess, are you guys really kind of noticing Ted?
You just asked Ted.
People who buy comics. People who buy comics, are you guys noticing the price jump now?
Yes, I am noticing.
I'm trying to.
Because right now, I'm totally in it. Like I said, I move really fast. Like, I trust, you know, I don't really, like, Sean knows, like, most times I don't even walk the racks that often. Like, I walk racks probably once a month. Most time, if it's in my pull list, I'll get, I'll, you know, shoot
a
shit around.
I see a rack, I gotta look at it.
I should sit around and like and pay up and go. And like it, now I'm definitely, I'll flip through and I'm like, okay, this book was, it was kind of shitty at $2.99, but now it's $3.99. I'm like, really? Like,
yeah.
I think, well, Punisher is one. I was railing on the new Punisher. I think, didn't that one jump up? Or,
no, I don't know if that one did. That was,
it was still, oh, it was?
Yeah, because remember all the Marvel stuff that started off new.
Yeah.
I'm trying to support Remender. Like, yeah. So I'm trying, but like,
$4.99 for New Avengers number 15?
Somebody had pointed out, I think, I don't know if it was on our forum, but like, you know, IDW books are $3.99, but the quality on an IDW book is way higher quality, and the only ads are in the end, and they're IDW ads, you know? And so I'm paying $4, the same price, for a way higher quality book. With way less ads.
Exactly. It's tough. I mean,
like the damn covers fall off of Marvel books. You know, the covers won't even stay on half the books.
Oh, you just reminded me of something. This is kind of nerdy. I'm just kind of taking it away. But get right out of town. On the comic book podcast, I'm bringing up something nerdy. But I was reading, there was a special for Ex Machina. Yeah. And there was like one, I won't go into the whole story because apparently I'm the only person on the planet still reading that.
I read it in trade.
Oh, so people are reading. Okay.
Yeah. I read it in trade. And occasionally I'll read the specials.
Well, so the special came out and there was a guy that said that, you know, the Mayor Hundred bled on him and he had like certain kind of powers. He could understand Mayor Hundred's thoughts and everything. So push come to shove, the guy was saying he killed a writer that was against Mayor Hundred.
True himself in. Continue. I'm sorry.
No, this is something. No, you're thinking about
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Horrible idea they did that. They drew themselves into the. Yeah. That was pretty shitty. But whatever. Funny.
Kind of funny. I think.
Sorry.
That guy looks like Tony Harris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
it is Tony Harris. Okay. But so where was it? Okay. The guy kills a writer. Well, he's like writer, editor of this paper that's always bashing Mayor Hundred. And the guy's giving his reasons. One of the reasons, like, oh, yeah, they don't even print on recycled stock. And he was like, my next target, you know, because I know you were thinking this. He's like, he was talking to Mayor Hundred one-on-one, like in like interrogation room. He's like, I know what you were thinking. My next target was going to be the comic book guys because they're the worst offenders because none of them use recycled stock. And it's a bunch of people buying the paper and just putting them in bags and sleeves and just let them sit there and just killing trees over and over again. I was like, I felt a little guilty because I'm that guy that has all my papers. It never occurred to me they weren't recycled paper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's too, and of course I went to, you know, the greatest knowledge source on the web, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
And it's too expensive. Like people have tried, but it's just the stock of paper is just too expensive. Right. So.
And there are, it's funny because when I was looking to do the printing of the Dollar Bin book, there are print shops that's what they do. They print comics on recycled paper, but it was way more expensive.
That's how it works for everything, though.
Yeah, it's just go to a grocery store and try to buy something healthy.
Yeah.
And it's $1,100. But buy a bag of Cheerios and some Shasta.
Is there grocery store?
You can get all that shit for $1.50
on Pacific Boulevard or something. What the hell? Like,
Pacific Boulevard.
He's Monopoly shopping.
Lettuce is very expensive at my grocery store.
My grocery store is located between Park Place and Boardwalk.
You have to pay rent to buy your groceries.
You have to wear a top hat.
Monocle.
Have a pocket watch.
Sir, where's your cane? I left it in the car.
Oh no, I'm gonna be dress code.
Top hat and tails.
Oh man.
Oh,
that'd be the best store ever.
Fucking awesome.
You'll have you'll have three customers.
Everybody would be looking at papayas through their monocles and shit.
And the shopping carts would be in the shape of like a race car and a boot and an iron.
A thimble. The greatest piece of all time, the thimble. Underrated. It's very underrated. No one ever reaches for the thimble. You go for the thimble, you're going to win.
I like the dog.
I like to use the horse.
The dog is the worst one.
I like the
and
shoe.
Then the old time iron. Tip. The old time iron. I love that. I didn't know what it was for like my first 5 years.
I like the wheelbarrow too. The wheelbarrows.
Yeah, I bet you do like the wheelbarrow. I hear that.
Right when I take the biggest swig of beverage ever.
That would have been better with a spit take.
No.
An
no
on
comment.
Bike spit take.
No comment.
Oh, God. No comment. MV just put stop.
Insert joke here.
Insert joke.
There's your show ending.
Insert joke.
No comment.
We should do a show about that. Like, we got to do one with Al Sean here and just like talk shit about the comic book shops we go to and.
Room for improvement.
I don't know. Or
I greatly enjoy constructive criticism.
Mine's not constructive. It's just kind of bitchy and nitpicky.
Really?
Just kidding. Okay. Well, you got to think, and I don't mean this like as a backhanded compliment, but like I've been to like I went to Rebel Base maybe twice, and then I started going to Hero, so I don't really have anything to measure with. I don't have any complaints. Like, if I have anything to complain, you know, I tell you guys.
Yeah.
So I don't have any complaints. But I will be interested. Maybe
like, it's tough
comparing. It's kind of interesting just to hear some of the stuff you guys are saying.
I went to a store that was the size of this fucking living room, and 90% of it was used books, not even comics. Like, so it had one rack, and that's all. So, if you didn't have a sub list or a pull list or whatever,
one rack.
Yeah, seriously, it was like one rack of new books. And if you didn't have a pull list,
that's the second time Nas has come up this week.
It's a Nas heavy week on the dollar bill.
I remember when Superman died. This
was a place that was like $25 for the.
Yeah, not only that, it was like the whole everything that was on the racks that week. Was nothing but Superman books. Like they, it was like the only thing they ordered.
When I was young, when I was a kitty,
a lad. When I was a lad of 12,
I used to have to walk to the comic book store.
25 miles.
When I was in middle school, we used to walk down. It was like probably like a few miles.
Dragons chasing.
It was a few miles, but we walked down the railroad tracks and stuff. It's cool.
When you were in Stand By Me,
yeah. But it was cool. But it was a baseball card store.
Right.
It was a baseball card store that decided that they were going to start to try to sell comic books.
That's the whole thing. It's like all the small stores, like the smaller stores, they are a blank and comics store. Like it's either trading cards and comics or
gamers.
Games and comics or stupid Warhammer and comics.
Or very, very awkward people shopping for stuff.
I will move
toys,
my battalion into a strategic position.
Porn and comics.
That's so that they cannot get behind. And I will use
Columbia,
a pencil
like, you guys said it was like three or
four.
Yeah,
what are the stores there now? Because when I was there, it was cool. Heroes and Dragons, and there was a place called Silver City. And those are the only two
Silver
stores.
City is the most. Silver City's tagline should be the faded comic book store.
Exactly.
Of
that's what I was about to say. It's like
everything there's faded.
This is the store you go to when you hate comics.
Silver City's nothing but windows all the way around it.
Windows and a partition.
And a partition. So, like, everything's faded.
Everything's
faded.
Yeah.
Like our kids
Silver
section.
City.
Yeah, like your kids section.
Heroes and Dragons. Acme Comics.
Oh, yeah.
There's one in Lexington. Yeah, name I can't remember off the top of my head.
Windows.
And there's also one in Sand Hills that's new that I haven't been to yet.
So yeah, like, man, Phil,
to me, Silver City looked like it was always like a day and a half away from going out of business. It was.
It
like,
still looks like that.
We got toys from 1990 that we haven't sold yet.
I've been in Silver City once. And I guess, and it used to be like a donut shop or something. I don't know what it used to be.
It used to be a NASCAR store.
A NASCAR store?
Because their original store burned down.
Right. I remember hearing that.
See, I haven't been there since they switched stores.
Hold on. Did it burn down or did it burn down?
It really burned down.
Oh. It's circular and it's all windows.
Sure.
And I walked in there and there was the girl sitting behind the register who I don't think gave two shits about anything.
Yeah,
because I don't think she talked to me.
She was just glad to have a job.
She was watching
family
anime.
Owned.
See,
family owned and operated.
She was watching anime, and I like walk over and I'm like looking at books and stuff, and everything's faded because of the windows. Because
of the windows, yeah.
And it's dusty in there. It's dusty and faded, and like nobody taught. And now Acme is what, a block and a half away, two blocks away, and I don't know how they're in business.
Yeah,
they have
a problem.
They have some loyal subscribers.
Well, during the 90s,
they don't order much either.
Yeah,
like if you went there looking for something that was going to be popular, you're probably going to be out of luck.
Phil is looking to sell his back issues, all of them, if anybody's interested in buying it.
When I was a small child, when I was a boy, I bought comics originally from like Kroger.
Right,
Kroger.
Like Betty and Veronica Double Digest.
Well, they had the spinner.
I definitely just bought, like, this past Wednesday, I definitely bought a Betty and Veronica Double Digest. Because you guys didn't have Archie.
What, are you a 13-year-old white girl?
I'm sorry. Archie used to be great.
Did you just say you had to buy it because they didn't have Archie?
I need an Archie and they don't have any of them.
It was random. It was random.
What's going on with Jughead?
It was random as hell. Like,
for the past 65 years.
It was random as hell. Like, I was checking Twitter and, like, Rochelle.
He still eats hamburgers.
Posted something there, and I remember, like, I remember her Archie.
They're hilarious.
I remember her Archie thing she did, and I started thinking about Archie. Like, you know what I haven't read in years? Archie.
Yeah.
So I said Wednesday. I left a note for myself on my iPhone. I was like, I'm going to go. iPhone rocks. By the way, just throw it out there.
That is high tech geekdom right there.
So I left a little note.
Don't forget to buy Archie.
On Wednesday, I had an alarm pop up at like 5 p.m.
Dear
it's like,
Ted,
by the way, pick up Archie.
Buy some Archie comics. Love Ted.
I was looking for Archie, and they didn't have it. So I bought Betty and Veronica. Double Digest. And I'm very excited to read it.
Rochelle vlogged
about. I'm read it before I read
like the violence in Archie, yeah. Like where they're like walking, like the neighbors running at the kids with like
the wood, plank
with like a wooden plank.
Mr. Weatherby.
It's like seriously, if that happened in real life, if you chased kids out of your yard with a wooden plank with like a nail in it or something, like you would be in jail.
Well, the greatest thing was she broke down like one
of
those.
Not if you lived
like,
in Detroit.
Oh, when she broke down one of those like Archie, you know, when the team goes on a trip and they end up like being set up like involved in some kind of espionage operation. With guns and like it just how it just does not fit in with the comic is so hilarious.
Well, they had like there's like the one kid that was like they're like doing this whole like advertising thing or something and this one or no they when they wanted to be a band
yeah
they wanted to start their band
Dilton Doyle
and like he like had this whole formula
yeah,
and stuff and
this.
They're like no
how do
we're
you
cool.
know so much about
I told you
Archie.
I used to read our, like we said that, Kroger Republic I used to go to Kroger and buy
that
Betty
her blog
and
covering
and
of that
Jughead.
Is hilarious. And like how he just wants to prove how he can write the perfect song and like
using math formulas.
Yeah,
and he became famous.
Yeah. And they're like didn't want anything to do with
him. This motherfucker knows
all
the continuity.
This dude knows
Archie continuity.
I probably know every character. I might know every character.
Confused
full
about
name.
Image characters knows all about Archie. All right,
Archie. Now we're moving on to our topic of the show.
Moose Mason.
Today we're gonna talk about Archie. Ted.
Dilton Doyle. Take it
up. I'm gonna go
oh,
get
God,
drunk.
What was Reggie's last? Reggie was it Reggie Mapp? I don't remember Reggie's
Miller?
Last name.
I don't either.
Reggie.
No,
Reggie.
Reggie. I think it was
he
Reggie
just
Mapp.
Sat in the back and
know.
Shot three pointers.
Reggie
Miller
Betty
only
Cooper?
Appears in Clerks.
Betty
continuity.
Cooper. Veronica Lodge.
Hey guys,
Andrews,
they gave us $5
Jughead
for breakfast.
Jones.
Mr.
Weatherby.
Holy shit.
Mrs. Grundy,
you're scaring me.
Patrick, are you dreaming about
Ted,
making jump shots again?
Like you have fucking taken
oh,
the
God,
crown.
Who else am I forgetting?
They couldn't be
oh,
here.
Who the black
the
people?
W
they had exactly. the black couple. They had the black couple.
I didn't know there were black people
black
in Archie.
People in Archie.
I will make. I will bet you $5. I can find you
the
black
WNBA.
Couple. In
our,
there was a black couple. They were the only two people, and of course they had to date each other because
they left town.
Like the black guy could.
They wouldn't allow it.
The black guy couldn't get some Betty.
Until segregation was taken away.
I'm sorry. If I'm in that time, I'm going for Betty.
Jughead would replace
Betty.
His crown with his
hood.
Betty is obvious. You know, the sad thing is what I'm saying. I'm saying I would go for Betty. I would totally go for Veronica and just get treated like shit. That's how my life goes. That's what I do.
Which one is which?
Betty's the blonde that's all like caring and nurturing. And Veronica's the cold rich girl. I probably would go after the cold rich girl.
All I know is Archie
got money.
And Jughead.
That's all I knew was Jughead likes burgers.
Yeah, isn't he like.
And he wears a hat all the time?
Yeah,
crazy. He's wimpy from Popeye's cousin.
Yeah. That's
oh, no. Yeah, yes.
That's
the
it.
Teenage
is,
Ninja
man.
Turtles have been in Riverdale before. I have that book.
Did they kill people?
They did not.
Damn.
Turtles really? Have they ever
did they
killed
pizza?
Anybody?
Well, they did before they got like all homogenized when they were. You know,
whatever.
Can turtle be homogenized? I thought milk could be homogenized.
If you liquefy it.
All right.
I don't know. I just...
Anyway.
It works.
When I bought...
it's a fucking cliche.
When I originally bought comics, I bought them like from the spinner rack in Kroger and like the drugstore.
Right.
But the first comic book shop I went to was Silver City. So it's been around a long time, even though it's all beat down.
What's funny is I talk about the little crap store that I got all my books from the whole time.
I got
mine
at 7-Eleven.
I saw... Four
it's
stores,
awesome, dude.
Four stores open
book.
And close in my crappy town in like the 10 years I lived there.
Also, I was talking to like when I did that walkthrough at House of Pop Culture, the walkthrough video that's on our website. I totally recommend checking it out. It's awesome. So
nice.
But when I was talking to him, I was just like blown away. He's been there 10 years or something, and I hadn't seen a comic book shop last more than 3 years
at all.
They came and went. Constantly.
And like the crappy store that we were at, like it was, like I said, it was one rack basically, but the two or three stores that came while I was there, they were awesome. They were like really nice stores.
Yeah,
of course this was the 90s when people were living and dying by comics, but yeah. it was they were like really nice stores. They were well put together, they were well stocked, they had stuff that, you know, it wasn't just your stupid, you know, Marvel DC fair. It wasn't the same thing that you saw all the time, and those stores could not survive. It got to the point where I was driving 45 miles to Heroes and Dragons to get my books.
Wow.
because I lived in crappy Sumter. So
crappy Sumter. You lived in Sumter?
Yeah, I went to Sumter High School.
So did Wheatley.
Home of the Gamecocks.
So did Wheatley.
Say what?
So did Jason Wheatley.
Yeah, I know. He graduated a couple of years before.
Jason Wheatley rocks. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Jason Wheatley's become one of my favorite people in the entire world. I love that guy.
Why?
Wheatley ought to be your actual wingman.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Oh, that's my God. That is awesome. I want to see that. We need to get that together.
You got to be careful, though. We got to see. I got to sign out what his taste in women are. You don't want two wingmen that are competing. I've had that situation. There are certain people I can't hang out with because we like the same type of women.
I've decided your wingman is actually going to wear a costume like Tick. Like Arthur.
Like Arthur. Like with a rat bunny costume.
Yeah, he's going to be your wingman.
You really see.
Ted's not eccentric enough to be the Tick, though.
No. That's what I'm saying. It's like. He's going to be Jason Ted Tarver, Man About Town, and just wear the same clothes that he wears. But his wingman is going to be like this fucking...
That's also my type.
Just this dude that wears an outfit. Just a weird asshole. So it's like, you look at him and he's like,
I
think I want to go with Ted.
Sounds so funny. Last night I was
more
out.
Like a Johnny Bravo cartoon.
Johnny Bravo. Like last night I was out and I was seriously thinking, like, at one point in the night I was like totally detached myself from the conversation. I was like, man, I need something funny to give Terrence a say for that PSA. I seriously was thinking about it and I was like, did I say anything about bathroom attendance? Because they have a bathroom attendant. Like, oh no, I already did the bathroom attendant thing. Can't do that. Like, I was seriously
you went
like
metaphysical and shit in the middle of the conversation.
Like, 2 minutes, I kind of stuck like, you know, one of the steps outside of myself. I was like, what's something funny to say? I don't know.
You can do a PSA about bad pickup lines.
Ooh.
Oh, no,
I can do a PSA about awesome pickup lines, and I know the best one to use ever. I'm not going to share it to the web because I want to get out of the streets.
It's going
to
be about gonorrhea or something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with that, but I wanted to involve Ted in this since he's starring in it.
Ted Tarver, Mad About Town.
Coming
to a theater near you.
Coming at a theater. Oh, never mind.
I said coming in.
No. Not going to finish it.
Yeah.
Not gonna do that. Let the hair down.
Yeah, a little bit. Here,
what's going on there?
It's a dollar bin after dark.
It's an every dollar bin.
I think we've had a show with the light,
especially when we get over here and get all comfortable.
We did a couple.
I think we need like less comfortable chairs.
We'll
move faster.
That's one of the things when we used to record at Acme, we just sat on whatever was available. Mm-hmm. Stools and like Brian brought some chairs in, but like then when we moved to like Trays,
I gave them chairs and they still hated me.
When we moved to recording at Trays, like all of a sudden the show went so laid back because we were just like sitting in like couches and we're like, comic books, man, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Are great.
You guys have the greatest couches ever. We used to be
yeah. structured because we were sitting in uncomfortable chairs. We wanted to talk about this topic and have fun and then go.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
once we got to Trey's house, we were just like, you know, let's just hang out, man. We'll talk comics. We'll see what happens.
So you're trying to say it's been all downhill since then?
I think comfort's got too high.
No, I like
comfort levels got too high.
We thought maybe.
All right, everybody, take your pants off.
Everybody, there's gonna be an Iron Maiden here next time. I'm just gonna slam one of y'all fuckers in it.
Speaking of having my
now
pants,
we're gonna go.
Speaking of having my pants off.
Wow.
Oh, anybody else read anything
take
besides
them to the Iron Maiden?
Yeah, we've talked about Invisible.
Anybody else reading?
I read the latest Spider-Man.
We don't want to talk about that.
That's right. You guys are boycotting. Okay.
I like Spider-Man.
I like Spider-Man too,
just not Marvel Comics.
I still can seriously not say enough good things about Ender's Game.
Based on your recommendation, that I went out and I think I was gonna get the comic at first. I said,
yeah.
"You know, forget it. I'll buy the book." Bought the book,
like the novel.
Unbelievable.
The novel?
Yes.
Really? I haven't read any of them yet.
Unbelievable. I read that. I don't know if he's in the story, but I forget his, like, he has like a little second in command guy. He gets his own. I just totally read a whole book about him. I forgot
Ender
his name.
Ender Shadow.
Yeah,
and well, there's
I got
both, Bean.
Yeah, and I got which one?
Bean.
Yeah, is, Bean. Bean yeah. gets his own book, and yeah. then like, there's it's
yeah, like Ender's so and good. Ender's this one. Battle School is Ender, and yeah. then there's Ender's Shadow.
Okay,
is Bean.
Okay, he's yeah, the main so character. He has his own book, and yeah, yeah he's an awesome character.
See,
too.
I've met Scott Card, and I kind of thought he was kind of a jerk.
I'm about to say that anytime really? You have three names, yeah. you kind of turn me off. I'm like, okay, you're not going to be a good guy.
Whoa,
J. Chris Campbell,
Neil Patrick Harris.
J. Chris Campbell.
Like, NPH. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
NPH.
Oh, yeah, I got to take it back. Okay.
I don't know.
But, man, that book is so good. The Ender's Game.
I got to check
stuff
the comic
is,
out now. Just see how it translates.
And I'm guessing it's a retelling. It's an adaptation.
Yeah. Well, you can borrow. Yeah, I should borrow the novel.
Hell yeah, dude. I'd love to read it.
It's really good. It's a
the art
quick
like
read.
Pascal does the art. And see, this one, who writes Chris
Wait, who does the art? Pascal Ferry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll sign on just for that.
And if it, and if it holds true, and if it holds true to the book, the ending of that is going to blow your mind.
Awesome. There's only one more issue left in this.
Yeah, I was
this part.
If it holds true, the book is going to blow your mind.
It's Marvel. Marvel does it, and Christopher Yost is writing it, and he's really hit and miss with me. But God, I've loved this to death, and I guess it's because it's Orson Scott
material.
Yeah,
but I think I really think that would be more daunting for me though. Yeah. If you have this really big accepted, like I was reading a stand, wasn't this week or was it the week before? Or was it this week? I was like, it boggles my mind. Like it takes such an intimidating kind of like you know book. Like was like the version
like
I read was
1,200
like,
pages.
Yeah, the version I read was like the extended version. It was like 1,200-1,300 pages. Yeah, and you're just winnowing it down, and they're knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, I think they're doing a great job.
They're doing an awesome job. But I can't compare it to the Dark Tower and everything. I didn't read those.
Yeah, I've read all those.
I couldn't cross that line. Dark Tower.
I got them
Dark
all.
Dark Tower is a serious
commitment. Has a special place right here.
So you're not reading the comics because the book was so good.
Yeah, the book was just.
I'll tell you, as far as Dark Tower goes, the Gunslinger Born is awesome. I thought it was really good because I read that before reading Dark Tower.
Okay.
And that is. Wizard in Glass, basically.
Yeah, because
you know he's telling the flashback story. That's what Gunslinger Born is.
That was my favorite book out of series, I think.
Yeah, it's so much to that book. It's so many different things, levels to that book.
I think now I'm going to start reading them again tonight. Because
I have them all on tape, man. And the guy does a great job reading them. But
either way.
But it's starting to get not as good.
Didn't Jim Varney do
the hair then?
Well, let me tell you something.
But the stuff now, that was the only retelling thing. Everything now in the Dark Tower is all new stories.
Oh, okay.
It's all fresh.
See, again, I don't know how I react to that.
It's basically what it does is, you know, where the story, or basically the story in Wizard in Glass where he's telling it when Susan Delgado dies.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just flashes through the rest.
Yeah.
And you never actually hear the story of what happened in between.
You mean like when he comes back home and stuff like that?
Yeah. You just kind of hear flashes of it here and there. Okay. This is filling in all those blanks. And I don't know if I totally like it.
I'm not.
I might stop actually picking it up and maybe just start. Actually, I really want to get another interview with Robin Firth because again, it was all based off the straight out of the material on Gunslinger Born when we interviewed her the first time.
Right.
And this time, a lot of it's fresh from her and Peter David stories. And I'm guessing a lot of it's got to be coming from her because she's the continuity person. And I'm really wondering
That'd be awesome. I just want to hear, like, because you know, you got to imagine they have to run like everything by Stephen King, what, 4 or 5 times?
Yeah.
Interview with Robin Firth up on our site right now.
I don't think it's up there anymore, though.
All right, I'm a liar.
I'll have to find it to bring it back.
It was great when it was there.
Because we interviewed her right after Gunslinger Born was done. We interviewed her before the next stuff started, Long Road and all that stuff.
The dynamic duo of Devin and Adam.
Yeah. So I'll keep checking the dollarbin.net.
The dollarbin.net.
Well, I'm plugging the site on
the podcast. Plugging the site on the podcast.
That was not very smart. That was not very smart.
You know what's hilarious?
They tried to make me do it at Heroes Con.
I was trying to make you do it.
My site. Why would they?
I was like, give the web address. I don't know, just in case.
You know what's funny? I was freaking out because in the Heroes Hotline, Dusty links to our site, and he links to dollarbin.net, and I was like, oh shit, we're the dollarbin.net, but lo and behold, we also apparently own dollarbin.net.
That's pretty awesome.
And it forwards it to the dollarbin.net.
Awesome.
Thank
Nothing
you, Chris
wrong with
Black.
That, because I sure as hell didn't know that.
Chris is thorough about that stuff.
Yeah, he is.
That's pretty smart. I wouldn't Dollarbin and the Dollarbin.
Yeah, Dusty linked to Dollarbin. But in the latest issue of Heroes Hotline, he actually links to the dollarbin.net.
Yeah, because I know I went to...
it was quite the heartwarming edition of the Heroes Hotline.
It was.
It made me feel special.
It was.
People actually liked me.
We like you guys at Heroes. You're not just Podcast Adam anymore.
You should just say Podcast Adam. Not like Adam
Podcast.
Just Adam.
Yeah.
Podcast Adam.
We like you guys.
It's good times. I think I'm actually, if anybody's still listening.
No. not unless you're able to edit this into some sort of batch.
This is going to
shine this turd up into a turd.
Yeah. It's going to be a shiny turd by the end of
Restart.
I do actually, I would like to start doing, if I could, I'd like to start doing every Heroes discussion group.
That's cool.
Because that was the first one I went to. From what I understand, are the attendance level, is it like usually that involved?
I don't care. As long as Andy Mansell is talking,
Andy Mansell is amazing.
I will record that all day long.
You heard the stuff that he came up with Iron Man?
Yeah.
Imagine him on a book that actually has. jazz
themes.
No offense,
themes
Matt Fraction.
No, I gotta
say, the
Watchmen was so like funny because amazing. Andy's like trying to put themes that weren't there.
And
I love Andy, but Andy was digging a little too deep.
Some of it, though, I mean, you can imagine.
Fraction's like, I'm a genius.
I never thought of it, but it was pretty damn brilliant.
I think the only thing that was really a stretch, and I didn't agree with when Andy first brought it up, and I guess Fraction kind of backed up, was like the religious reference.
Yeah.
I didn't see it at all. I was like, yeah, everything else I could kind of...
I could buy
your argument. That one, I was kind of like, uh-uh.
The stigmata thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I was like, he said, like, see this? It looks like Christ. I'm like, really?
Like, he's a big, shiny metal guy.
I'm like, have you seen? Have you seen the image of Christ lately?
Yeah, I thought that was actually pretty brilliant to get that out of it, though. Yeah. I mean, there's a difference between, like, chasing, you know, unicorns and actually coming up with something that makes sense.
The only bad thing about that discussion was that Andy, I mean, God, he could be a voice twin, voice and mannerism twin for my, like, senior class high school AP English teacher. And just the way he was talking, the way he was pulling all these themes out, I was like really freaking out because that guy like really hated me. He gave me like a C minus. I don't know if you guys had AP. He gave me a C minus. I got a 5 on the AP exam.
So you didn't want me to invite him.
How'd you
over
do on your AP exam, Sean?
Not a 5. I got a 4.
I got a 5.
I got like straight A's and
I am awesome. So I don't know if that's readily apparent. But I'm awesome.
I don't know.
I know maybe for her. Here's my business card. I'm Ted Tarver. Flip
man
over.
About
awesome.
Town.
Awesome. Awesome. No, the front is Man About Town. Back is awesome.
By the way, I'm awesome.
I don't think I made it. I need to find
BTW.
I'm gonna go find my scores.
I still remember mine because this is one of my senses of pride. I had a 5 in AP
English. I got a 4 in AP bio.
I got a 2 in AP calculus, so I had to take calculus in college. But
really, I got a 3 in calculus, and I failed.
Yeah, we're in middle. The funny thing is, like in our
no joke, I got an F. I was so like I cried about that F.
The funny thing is, like, I tried to take Fs
in high school.
You got Fs in high school?
Yeah.
Fs in high school?
You don't go.
Like, hold you back?
You don't go to class. You don't smoke a lot of pot.
And don't go to class.
Oh, my God.
I got an F, like, just the one. It was A, C, D, F.
What kind of loser square goes to all their fucking classes?
I did, too.
Let me ask you this, Ted. Did you ever do homework?
I did all my homework.
Yeah, that helps.
Are you serious?
Oh man, calculus! I made a 16 on a test and answered every single question to the best of my ability.
Well, once I got into college,
16?
Yes, well, I hung it on.
I didn't
the
really make grades that fucking.
I hung it on the refrigerator upside down. 91, mom.
I found out in senior year of high school, like the only class I had to pass
for
was 16? English.
Because my mom felt so bad for me.
Oh, 16?
Yeah, 16. Fucking... I answered every single question to the best of my ability and got a 16.
I kind of tailed off.
I had to sit in the closet for a week.
Man, I just spent, when I was in elementary school, I had to sit in the coat room for a week because I kept talking during class and I got pissed. I was like, how do you expect me to learn more if I'm in a coat room? I am not learning while I'm in the coat room.
You got in the coat room.
I got a, teacher left the room and somebody was running around and they knocked over like a coat can. And when it got back in, the teacher's like, who did it? I was like, oh, Steve did it. I had to wear a fucking like, little tail. It was like a tattletale.
Oh,
she's like,
nice.
It was like a long piece of yarn. I had to wear a tattletale. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm helping out. Like, and then you wonder why like the stop snitching campaigns and stuff, all that stuff comes out. You snitch, you get tattletales.
That's straight out of
snitches
Baltimore
get stitches.
There.
It's so messed up.
Stop snitching.
I was like the guy. I can't remember.
There was
like,
an episode of Everybody Hates Chris about snitching.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
we all know who we can't trust our secrets with, though.
Fuck yeah. Hey, Ted Tarver, Man About Town.
Just don't run around the room and
he
knock
goes
over
around
the
town and tells all your shit.
Like, if they, like you know what happened?
That.
Like,
no
Ted Tarver town
if you guys, were, if you guys were in the room, I would have told on Adam for messing up the table. I was like, hey, he did it. He did it.
Man,
goddamn.
I, however, am really good at pawning my friends off and getting them in trouble for things that I did. In high
That's
school.
How you do it.
Like I tried to turn in science lab. One time, I was looking at like the faucets, like it was these big faucets that kind of loop out, and I was like, man, you could turn this into like a pretty sweet.
Dude,
it's horrible,
like
man.
Like
seriously, why would you try that? You see what it does to other people. Look, Dollar Bin says, just say no.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm going to say on that note, everybody, all sudden we the turn sketchbook into, is about
all
PSAs.
All of a sudden
year.
I turn into a PSA. Yeah, but seriously.
Like don't spoil the PSA book.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But I mean, but seriously. Yeah. I mean,
oh, back man. In the day.
What is this show fucking, about?
Vast Nothingness.
That's the title.
Vast Nothingness Part 2.
What the fuck is this show?
Yeah,
did anybody read Groom Lake?
No.
I still haven't. I bought it. I still haven't read it yet.
I think Temple's like it kind of scares me.
It is.
Like,
it's freaky. It's weird, dead, man. It's
what do you think about
the Darden?
Yeah.
Ben Tell, and Chris Ryell writes it, and he's also the one that did like you know like zombies, monsters, or and robots, and
that was with him,
zombies and robots,
Ashley Wood.
And Ashley Wood. Yeah, I mean it's weird,
zombies versus
man.
Robots.
It's funny because it starts out, and it's like an alien abduction story, right? Mm-hmm. Like this is like. Backwoods guy like with his puppy dog driving his pickup truck and he sees aliens and it's like it's what it is starts out and then
is
like
it,
at some
is it
point,
Randy Quaid from Independence Day
yes
probed
oh
but then like it is I mean that's basically kind of the character it is and then like who all of a sudden the whole book just goes what the fuck is you. This like it, I mean it just goes from this just regular like I thought it was just gonna be this creepy ass like what is it?
X-Files?
Not X-Files. What's that?
Close Signs? Encounters?
Not what's that movie where the dude gets abducted and then they return him and he's like, the whole movie takes place really after and he's like having these flashbacks and shit.
Starman?
Nah, whatever.
K-Pax?
Nah, no.
K-Pax. K-Pax?
Whoa! I like
K-Pax
that.
K-Pax was
really?
An alien.
You should give space and respect.
I actually did.
You.
I actually did
I
enjoy
respect
I did
for
enjoy
five
K-Pax.
You want 5
Fly the Navigator?
No. It's a creepy-ass movie. Some dude gets abducted. They live in like a mountain mining town or something.
There are no Chris Brown rumors around.
I don't know what the movie's called. Abduction or something. Who knows? Anyway, like I thought this was going to be. And then all of a sudden it turns into this... The movie's not about that. The movie's about all this shit is real, and now we're behind the scenes. And, like, we're at, like, Area 51 or whatever the hell it is, and it's, like, all these people. And it's, like, you know, it's, like, this hard-ass, like, joke-cracking chick FBI kind of guy, Fed person, and... This guy really weird. The alien, yeah. So do and like the
lesbian walk
better than his Asian film.
But and like the like and there's an alien there who's like it's
who like works guy. For him or something.
Well, he's like the God. President of it. Went from like creepy to goofy as hell in like one issue.
So it went from like Close Encounters to Men in Black 3.
Yeah, basically. Basically,
there were three of them.
So it was bad then.
No, this oh, would be two this amazing. Would be three. From
I mean, this would be three.
Close Encounter.
Oh my God!
To Men in Black.
What do you think about your boy?
Say, no, they're not. What do you think? Oh, I get it. Men in Black. Oh, okay, that wasn't a very good joke. I didn't get. I thought it was just okay. Whatever.
What do you think about? Right, anyway. What do you think about your boy Temple Smith doing the Dracula book?
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
Looks
did
pretty
you guys,
cool.
Did you read?
I'm telling
Welcome
you, this is Temple Smith's year, man.
The year of the Temple Smith.
This is
He's
the year of the
be
Temple
at
Smith. Hell
Sweet.
Yeah, he is.
And I'll be psych. I won't say I'm paying him right now because. He's sitting here.
Oh, speaking of that, though, he tweeted the other day that he'll do like small sketches in your book and stuff like that as freebies.
Oh, I'll take that. I'm all about that.
I'm bringing Phil.
Because I know where you from him.
Print it out.
Yeah.
You said on Twitter.
Man, his commissions run like
$200.
It's a binding contract.
I've got to get it.
It's like $250.
Yeah, he was telling people what his commissions
for New York
were
and stuff.
It was like $250. So.
For something real, it's $250. And you have to handle it through
his
Wrangler or whatever.
I need a Wrangler.
Wranglers,
Wrangler
like
jeans.
Like
have
Brett,
seen
like Brett
how
Favre?
Temple Smith
like,
dresses at
like
cons.
Brett Favre,
he's got like
he
that
suits
dude
up.
Has a crazy suit collection.
Yeah, he suits
and, like,
up.
Yeah,
cobra skin shoes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like, he's need to go out with Temple real. Smith at Heroes Con.
I say I like suiting up. I'm all about suiting up.
And he's Australian. So
Friday
he's got
night,
an accent.
Suiting up with Temple Smith in the dollar bin.
You know what? Temple Smith might be your perfect wingman.
I gotta get a woodland creature. From him, man.
Oh, God.
I've got to.
Maybe you'll hold on to the book this time?
Trey's got it.
Like, you're never going to see Trey again.
He wasn't home. And when I went by Acme, Phil said that he came by and said he's probably going to see less and less of him. So, I don't know if he's gone or... He didn't answer his phone. He didn't answer his email. He didn't answer his door.
Suicide.
The feds knocking on the door.
Like, the feds listen to this.
The feds.
Hey.
They listen to everything.
A lot of people listen to this.
They're probably listening to it
right
feds. Now.
Yes. Has anybody ever seen the Stan Lee Mutants, Monsters, and Marvels?
With Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith.
No, I've heard about it. I haven't
Watch
seen it.
This.
Really?
I'll yes. take it.
And Comic Book Confidential.
Yes.
I just watched it's the documentary actually, it's
two
on Ovation.
Two features.
Really
the first.
Done back in like the 80s.
Does he nice. Say Excelsior?
Yes.
I love Excelsior.
Well, they talk about it.
Do they say Smoochie
Boochies? I don't know what that means. I don't know where they came from.
They explain it in
okay,
there,
I
too.
I
want
to see this.
But basically, it's I recommend
no,
it.
Does say Excelsior.
I thought it was really
box.
Good. I got it's it years Excelsior. Ago, and it came out in 2002, and it's basically just Kevin Smith interviewing Stan Lee.
Did Kevin Smith finish it?
Oh, right he stop. He actually, the last chapter's coming out this year.
He's writing Daredevil. He's writing Daredevil while during this interview. But
or his dog.
It's actually really good. It's they talk all about like you know the beginning and the whole first feature is talking about Spider-Man, the origin of Spider-Man, how all that came to be. And all that stuff. And then the second part talks about, you know, mutants and stuff like that and monsters and Marvels and but it's really good. The it, not only is it good.
Is he cop to taking too much credit for stuff?
No. I mean yeah, he does. Well he talks about like he has the whole discussion about how like you know, with Spider-Man and Ditko mm-hmm. says, you know, I co-created Spider-Man and Stan Lee and he says in the DVD, he's like, look, if you ask me, I created Spider-Man. I came up with the idea. I had all this stuff. I really wanted to do it. I've been wanting to do it for years. I sent it to Kirby. Kirby's couldn't really figure it out. He didn't really get it, mm-hmm. you know, so I sent it to Ditko and Ditko nailed it. He got it perfect. He says, I think I created Spider-Man and Ditko did a great job putting it on paper for me. And if you ask Ditko said that shit was like a concept. It didn't exist until I drew it and made it real. So mm-hmm. I created Spider-Man as well. So Stanley, I mean, he talks about it. If you look at things, it'll say co-creator Stanley and Ditko.
That whole argument did help like
artists' rights though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did.
What was the guy that's always at Heroes
Steve Zaffel?
Yeah, his book it talked and I got to go back and reread that thing. It was awesome. That is in that. He's an awesome guy. Him and his wife are really they're beautiful people.
They really are. Really,
but
they talked to me during the art auction last year when you left me.
I
run the register.
Oh, geez.
Which couple are they?
Steve Zaffel and Dana Hayward. Hayward. Sorry,
you know
Dana.
What? You know what? You know what I'm thinking about that night? If you went to run the register, could have been Sean and Ted.
Oh, really?
Instead of Sean and
Shed.
Adam.
Really?
Shed.
Oh.
Or Tawn.
Could have been Tawn.
Tawn or Shed.
Tawn or Shed. It could have been.
That makes me a little sad.
Renver.
Right here.
Right here, yeah.
Tawn, no, Shed.
Sorry, Adam. I love you.
But, I mean, it makes Stan Lee.
You guys hit your chef.
Stan Lee's a pretty likable character, man.
What's up?
It makes Stan Lee very likable in that. It's actually being done at the point in this since 2002. X-Men had just come out. Spider-Man was getting ready to come out and they talk about like the you know and basically they talk about that Spider-Man's getting ready to come out and they say in that there's already plans for a sequel and a third one.
Wow.
And that and they say things like, you know, it's amazing how nowadays it's like you can do anything. Like anything can be brought to life on the silver screen, you know? Which apparently Galactus can.
Apparently not Galactus. So.
But
there's some things that just don't translate.
Apparently
well,
that's not the only thing that we share.
Silver guy floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it
I'm
would
talking
look
about
silly.
If you can get the Silver
Surfer
screen, you can definitely get Galactus and make him believe.
Well, I mean, they could have done it. They felt
it
was
really,
too.
You mean to tell me you can
bad.
Talk about the Fantastic Car having a Hemi in it, but you can't friggin' bring Galactus
in the
to
movie?
Life?
I haven't seen second.
Was one of you guys that sent? Was it Brandon
just
showing his machine reboot?
And not shown him.
They're talking about doing a reboot.
Okay, I'm a comic book fan, as you probably know, because I'm on the comic book podcast. But come on, really? Can we?
Sure this was not at all a comic book podcast.
They're doing another Hulk movie.
Yeah,
but it's a sequel of the second one.
Maybe.
They're talking about
so.
Rebooting Hulk the third time.
They're not going to reboot it because the second was actually
the worst thing about
good.
That second people one like- is it's a pseudo reboot sequel. Kind of thing.
Actually, the worst thing about the second one is Liv Tyler was in it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what? You're going to get off Liv Tyler. Okay.
I'm sure it's Brian.
And you're going to get on. Is that how you're going to finish that one?
You need to stop talking about women I love.
Wow.
Talk about Jennifer Love Hewitt and Liv Tyler.
Now, the comments and opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect the
humanity.
I was going to say, heroes are hard to
decent
find
people.
And civilians.
Decent people.
Like, what the fuck is going on in D.C.? Because I don't...
That's real tough, man.
Because I
that needs
holy
to be
shit,
a topic.
It is 10:17!
Damn, really?
Yeah.
The fuck.
We started later than we thought we would, though.
But the times
they are rolling.
Oh yeah, you're right. Fucks.
Yeah, it was like no, I was like 6:40.
They recorded for
Adam.
4 hours and have a 30-minute show.
Sean is hungry.
Uh oh. Can we? Let's go. I want to eat.
It's 10.
Sean's
it's
hungry.
10. It's 10. It's
attention,
10:30.
Kmart shoppers.
It's actually like about 16 minutes.
It's a blue light special on getting me some grub.
Yeah. 81.